Welcome to this podcast version of North America's longest-running soccer radio talk show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, heard exclusively here on soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcast are presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, The Soccer Shack, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to soccerisakickinthegrass.com podcasts. This is Andrew Battisti. Today is Monday, November 30th, and the Rochester Rhinos officially announced today they will join the North American Soccer League and begin play in the new league in 2010, pending approval from the U.S. Soccer Federation for the North American Soccer League. Rhinos owner Rob Clark made the announcement in a press release this afternoon, and we had a chance to speak with Rob Clark, answering some of the questions that many of the Rhino fans had about the new league, about the structure, what to expect in 2010 from the Rhinos and the North American Soccer League. So let's go to that interview with Rob Clark right now. Here at the Rhinos offices, as today the announcement was officially made that the Rochester Rhinos will be moving to the new North American Soccer League starting in 2010, and we're here with Rhinos owner Rob Clark. And Rob, it has to have been a tumultuous couple of months with all of what's been going on with the NASL, as they're now called, and the USL.
Yeah, it was obviously a very difficult decision to make given my history with the USL. But after evaluating the new league structure and an organization, we felt that was the best fit for the Rhinos at this point to go in a new direction in the new league, which is owner controlled, and ultimately we'll be controlling our own destiny.
Give us a timeline of when this whole thing started. I know some things you can't say due to still confidentiality, but tell us about how this all came about. That the league approached you. Did you approach the league, or who is the contact with the league that you talked to?
No, obviously this has been going on in some capacity over the last 2 years, and virtually every team listed on both sides, both leagues are somewhat involved in what's going on, because it affects all of us. And you just you hope that things move forward efficiently, and we just felt that the best direction for us was with the NASL, so that's what we decided to do.
Now, is there any particular owner or set of owners in the new league that you feel that are the main drivers in making the move, or is it really more of a Rhinos call that they feel that the NASL is the better fit for the team going forward?
Well, ultimately it was my call, but there are ownership groups that everybody feels more comfortable with, and everybody has different ownership groups that they feel comfortable with. I'm particularly close with Joey Saputo in Montreal. I look up to him. I think he's a tremendous mentor for myself and what we're trying to rebuild here in Rochester, given the fact that he's basically done that in Montreal. But ultimately, we just looked at the potential of the new league, and I think it's tremendous. And, the sky's the limit, so to speak, because we control our own destinies. It's basically one team, one vote, so no team has a higher say than another team.
Can you explain that a little bit more about we're controlling our own destiny? For the people who aren't necessarily into the way that the USL is structured versus the way the new league's going to be structured.
Yeah, basically any owner of a team has a seat on the board. We have a board of directors which consists of all of the teams that participate in the league. And, it's a democracy, and we all get together. We hope to hire a commissioner in the next few days to the next few weeks, who basically will be charged with facilitating all of us and making us efficient as a group and leading the charge for us.
Now, there's when the Tampa Bay Rowdies and Crystal Palace Baltimore made the announcement that they were joining the NASL, there was some backlash from the USL regarding contracts or the fact that they had already made a commitment to play in the USL in 2010. Is there such a commitment in place from the Rhinos, or is the Rhinos free and clear to join the NASL?
I've always been under the presumption that we've kept an open mind, and I don't feel that I'm under any contractual obligation to play in any league. We just need to do what's best for our team, and if it ends up that there is a potential legal battle, we'll deal with that accordingly. But obviously, I've made analyses of these things and make my decisions accordingly. So I'm not concerned about lawsuits at this time.
Was the possibility of the USL Divisions 1 and 2 merging into one entity and possibly playing fewer games, was that part of the decision that you made? That something that I had written about, that I didn't think that the Rhinos could really be financially viable playing just 10 home games as opposed to 15 in the league?
No, that really has never been brought up to me. After the league meetings, I really wasn't involved in the direction of the USL after that point. And I don't know if that's something new that they're developing, but obviously the USL has to do what's best for their structure and league. And obviously I wish them well and success.
There are still a few teams from last year's Division One that are tied to the USL. Have you spoken with the teams like Puerto Rico or Portland? Those are probably the two strongest teams. It's also Austin as well, and Cleveland is a bit in flux, and FC New York is a new team joining. I know they actually come to visit us this past year to see our operation, but have you had any chance to talk to the other owners? We may see more teams jumping to the NASL.
Not particularly. I mean, they have to do what's best for them. I did what's best that I feel is best for the Rhinos, and what's best for me may not be best for anyone else. I mean, I certainly would never try and sway anyone in any type of direction. That's not the intent. It wasn't done with me. I came about this decision on my own, and I wish them well as well. I don't really know what their plans are. I would hope that their plans are to stay in the USL and try and make that thrive, but that's ultimately their decisions and don't really concern me.
The other major question that's out there is the U.S. Soccer Federation, and if the USSF is going to formally approve the NASL as the U.S. second division. Have you gotten any feel of when that decision is going to be made and what the thoughts are from the owners? That is this something that the USSF is going to go ahead and approve?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm actually playing catch up right now with the new league, having just signed on. So I'll start to become heavily involved in those things and conversations. And obviously, our expectation is that we hope to be approved. And hopefully the USSF sees value in what we're trying to do and help to promote the game in soccer in North America and approves us.
There's been questions about the mission statement for the NASL as to, are they going to be a possible competitor to MLS, or are they going to work with MLS? And there's been talk about this league actually becoming at some point the MLS second division. Have you gotten any word from any of the owners about, is this league going to be a true second division and not try to compete with the MLS, or is there going to be some kind of working arrangement with MLS?
Yeah, no, I mean, I would never join this league if they wanted to compete with MLS. That would be one of my major sticking points. I have no interest in competing with MLS, and nor from what my conversations, nor do any of the other owners. Right now, we're just focusing on launching our second division league, and down the road, if there's a willingness on MLS's part to maybe affiliate with us, we would love to sit down and talk with them, I would think, and see what type of opportunities exist there. But I certainly have no interest in competing with MLS, and from what I'm hearing, no one else does as well.
Another thing that's been thrown out there by the fans of the team is there any thought of possibly rebranding the Rhinos to be the Rochester Lancers, to again to tie back into the North American Soccer League as it was back in the 70s, given the Lancers were such a big part of this community. Has there been any thought to that, or are we going to still see the Rochester Rhinos as a team name in 2010?
I gave that a lot of thought, and one of my first initiatives to the new ownerships groups were we're predominantly based in NASL markets, so what we really need to do next year is similar to what the NFL does and do some throwback jersey nights. So I think you can expect us to be playing in a Lancers, old school Lancers uniform on some games, probably not all the games, but ultimately, you know, we made a decision. We don't want to change names. You know, we like our name. We like the Rhinos. And, you know, we'll try and respect the Lancers' heritage as best we can. And the way to do that, I think, appropriately, is to have throwback jersey nights where we'll wear their jerseys to honor them when they against the teams that they played that are in our new league.
I know that there's been talk about an honoring the 40th anniversary of the Rochester Lancers NASL championship team next year. That would obviously tie into this.
Yeah, absolutely. We were planning on doing that regardless, so... you know, this obviously adds some bite to it, and we're excited about it.
That's the next big question, or the next step is the schedule. And when will the league start, and when will we know when the Rhinos will be playing in 2010? What are the match days? Any idea of when that's going to come about?
Well, we'll probably, our goal as a league is to announce the schedule just like we did last year, which is, I believe, late January, early February. We hope to, we just started the scheduling process, and we hope to have it finalized probably by mid-December time, and then there's always four or five games that become a sticky issue with dates and things, and that's exactly why it takes that extra month to knock those dates down. But, you know, there will be a 2010 schedule in place probably by the end of January at the latest, probably maybe even sooner.
As for all of the soccer purists out there like myself, I'm sure that they want to know about the match play in this league. Are we going to see a single table, one league, or are we going to have divisions, or is it going to be an unbalanced schedule, and are there going to be any rule changes, or are we going to try to go strictly by FIFA rules for this league? Any thoughts or conversations you may have had about that?
Well, without speaking for my fellow partners, so to speak, I'll just give you my point of view. I would think the league rules will probably predominantly stay the same. I think we're all in agreement that we want a 30-game schedule minimum next year. There hasn't been any talk about anything other than one table. However, if we keep on adding teams, you know, maybe that's something that we all need to look at and seriously consider, but that's hasn't been on the table as far as I'm aware. But again, I'm a new member to the to the league, so I have a lot of catching up to do. I'm just giving you my opinions there.
Okay, what about players at this point? I mean, I talked with Bob Lilly on our show, our most recent show, about obtaining new players. Does the move to the new league affect the players we will be able to go after as a franchise?
No, not at all. We don't see any problem with that. Basically, right now we secure personal services contracts with players, and then should we get approval from the USS, we ship those over to the league, and they formally ratify them into USSF contracts.
So there could be any number of different players who have played in MLS or USL, or I imagine a lot of the players who are with these teams that jump from the USL will probably stay with them at Montreal specifically. Obviously, they have a roster, so does Vancouver, and Crystal Palace Baltimore were Division II, so maybe we might see them pick up some new players to strengthen their roster.
Sure, possibly.
And then Miami was another question. Obviously, the team had not drawn very well, but I know there's a lot of a strong financial backing to this franchise. And have you spoken with Mr. Davidson, the head of Miami FC, at all about how is that franchise going to be solid for the new league?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to probably try and come out with a rebranding for their own league and or their own area, And obviously we want to support them in any capacity we can, but their parent company, Traffic, is obviously going to be making a significant investment in our new league, which obviously will include the Miami FC Blues, and you know, hopefully they'll thrive and people will embrace them in their community.
By the way, I think the name Fort Lauderdale Strikers may be coming back into form here at some point, or Kicks, or
you'll
Atlanta
definitely
Chiefs.
See the, you know, you'll see those throwback jerseys, I would think, when we all play each other from time to time. Not every game, but you know, several of them, I would think.
Do you still anticipate the league, the Rhinos opener, being sometime in early May, as you did a little while ago?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not going to make the same mistake as last year. We'll be playing probably we'll kick off our home opener the first weekend of May or sooner, if we can.
When do you expect to hear something from the league and as a whole regarding the Rhinos joining and some of the things that we talked about today? You think they'll be coming in the next couple of weeks, probably?
The
information about the league and how they're going to be structured and the number of games and all.
Oh, yeah, we're getting there. We have several executive meetings constantly to try and get everything in order. You know, one of my bones of contention is not to have individual owners try and speak about the league-wide issues. So I don't want to do that myself when I'm not I have. Nine or ten other partners right now, and they obviously, we meet as a group, and then hopefully we'll have a spokesman in place who will facilitate all that, but I would think those issues will be cleared up in the coming weeks.
Who do you think would be some people that might be considered as commissioner? I mean, Phil Woosnam comes to mind immediately, but I don't even know if he's still in retirement or what he's doing, but...
Well, we have a very short list of candidates, and, we're methodically meeting with them right now as a group. Some within the group are meeting with them and then reporting back to the greater group. But, we hope to have that shored up in the next week or so. So that's one of our larger tasks at the moment, is getting that ready and getting our office staff in place.
For the Rhino, last thing, for the Rhino fans that are out there that might be hesitant or nervous about this move, what can you tell them to reassure them that this is a good thing for the team and this is good for the long-term financial stability and tenure of the Rhinos going into the next decade here in the 21st century?
Well, it's definitely a great thing. I mean, we're all putting in our resources and utilizing our collective resources to take advantage of marketing opportunities nationwide for our league. We want to grow the awareness of the league. And basically, we control our own destiny. So, in the future, there could be affiliations with MLS, things like that. I mean, the sky's the limit, so to speak. Rather than working within a pyramid system, which is can be challenging, but that's very successful as well.
All right, thank you so much for your time. I know this is a big decision that you had to make, and I know that going forward that you're going to work as hard as you can, and so will all of the staff to make sure that this is the right move for the team, and hopefully someday we all want to see the Rhinos in the MLS. And if this may be the way to do that, if we someday get promotion relegation, that may be the only way we're going to see it. So this is certainly will be it's going to be a very interesting 2010, to say the least.
Yeah, and I think 2011 will be just as interesting once we get that first year under our belt, and we'll be able to forge new partnerships and relationships.
Okay, Rob, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Rochester Rhinos owner Rob Clark here on SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com podcasts with his comments regarding the move of the Rhinos to the new North American Soccer League starting with the 2010 season. There will certainly be a lot of news and information coming in the weeks and months ahead as the Rhinos prepare to make this move and the league starts its initial campaign next season. And we'll have all that information for you right here on SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com podcasts and on our live show every Sunday at noon on WYSL News Power 1040 AM and on the internet live at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com. We invite you to listen into the podcast and the show, and we also want to let you know that the Rochester Rhinos and LS Graphics are once again sponsors of these podcasts and of Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass Radio. This is Andrew Battisti. Thank you very much for listening, and we invite you to come back to our website often for additional podcasts and all the latest soccer news and information. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast version of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcasts are presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors. Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, The Soccer Chef, Allstate insurance agent Enzo Scolo, and Dr. David Olivo, family dentistry. Be sure to visit soccerisakickinthegrass.com for future podcasts. And don't forget, soccer is a kick in the grass.